البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue inshallah ta'ala with Ramadan Q&A, and today we'll be discussing the topic of iftar. And subhanAllah, the first question is, when can a person break his fast? And Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, ينقضي الصوم ويتم بغروب الشمس بإجماع المسلمين. He said the fasting of a person ends and is completed by sunset, and that's the consensus of the scholars. Al-Jassas rahimahullah ta'ala, he said there is no dispute amongst the scholars that when the sun sets, then the fasting of a person has ended, and it is permissible for the fasting believer to eat, drink, and be intimate with his spouse, and so on. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith determining the criteria of which you can know for certainty that Ramadan or the daytime of Ramadan has ended and you can eat. He said, إِذَا أَقْبَلَ اللَّيْلُ مِنْ هَاهُنَا وَأَدْبَرَ النَّهَارُ مِنْ هَاهُنَا وَغَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسُ فَقَدْ أَفْطَرَ الصَّائِمُ. When the night approaches from this side, referring to the east, and the daytime or the daylight disappears and departs from the west, and the sun sets, then the person who's fasting breaks his fast. In another ayah, Allah says, وَثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Then continue to fast until night time, or until the night approaches. Now, you hear the adhan of Maghrib, and you know it's Maghrib time. What is the sunnah? Can you break your fast straight away, or is it better to delay it? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a hadith, لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ مَا عَجَّلُ الْفِطْرَةِ. The Muslim community and the Muslims will continue to be in the state of goodness for as long as they hasten in breaking their fast. For as long as they hasten in breaking their fast. And the way he explains this hadith, and he says, مَعْنَاهُ لَا يَزَالُ أَمْرُ الْأُمَّةِ مُنْتَظِمًا وَهُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مَا دَامُوا مُحَافِظِينَ عَلَى هَذِهِ السُّنَةِ. He said, the Muslim nation will continue to be in the state of goodness for as long as they uphold the sunnah and follow it, بإذن الله تعالى. And he says, وَإِذَا أَخَّرُوهُ كَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَامَةً عَلَى فَسَادٍ يَقَعُونَ فِيهِ. When they abandon the sunnah and delay their iftar, then that is a sign of a great corruption that they fall into. And that's the opinion of the scholars of Islam. So the sunnah is to break your fast immediately after you hear the adhan. We mentioned the criteria for which you determine the time of Maghrib, especially if you're traveling and you can't hear the adhan and you don't have a watch or a clock, and you don't know the timing of Maghrib. The best way to determine the time of Maghrib, look at the sky. If you see darkness approaching from the east, you see the light disappearing and fading away from the west, and you can't see the sun itself. So the sun has to fully set. If you still can see the circle of the sun, then you can't break your fast until the sun fully disappears, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Then you can break your fast, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, azza wa jal. And that's what happens when you're camping or you're away from your family. Some scholars even say if you're in an airplane and you still can see the sun, you can't break your fast until the sun itself disappears. Wallahu a'lam. Some people might ask, after sunset, they say, we still see some redness in the sky. We still see some redness in the sky towards sunset. And you can still see some bright lights emanating from the west side. Can you still break your fast in that instance? We say to them, yes. As long as the sun has fully disappeared, then the time of Maghrib has entered and you can definitely break your fast, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. If you're in an area where you cannot hear the adhan or there is no muaddin to make adhan for Maghrib prayer, you can break your fast as soon as Maghrib enters, regardless if there's an adhan or not, wallahu a'lam. When should a muaddin, if you're a person who makes adhan, when should you break your fast? Before you make adhan or after you make adhan? Al-Shaykh Al-Wadi'i rahimahullah, he said it is better for the muaddin to break his fast before he makes the adhan. Yani, as soon as the time of Maghrib enters, then the muaddin breaks his fast, then he should make the adhan, and then inshallah ta'ala, that way he would be following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith that we mentioned earlier. Al-Shaykh Al-Wala, he mentioned, and he said, if a person continues or chooses to make adhan first and then break his fast, that is also still permissible, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Now, when a person is making adhan, inshallah ta'ala, يعني subhanallah, and you're hearing the muaddin, and the muaddin is making his adhan for Maghrib, can you break your fast and at the same time يعني repeat with the muaddin what he's saying? Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, إجابة المؤذن وأنت تفطر مشروعة لأن قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا سمعتم المؤذن فقولوا مثل ما يقول. Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, replying to the muaddin and repeating after him is permissible while you're eating, as per the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. When you hear the muaddin making adhan, repeat, then repeat after him and say that which he says, or say what he says. And Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, يشمل كل حال من الأحوال. That hadith is generic or general, and that includes every state a Muslim can be, whether you're eating, walking, laying down, and so on. Now, subhanAllah. One last point, inshallah ta'ala. When we speak about siyam and the sunnah of siyam and breaking your fast immediately, there's something that is called wisal, which is continuing to fast 2 or 3 days without breaking your fast at all. That is something that's forbidden. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, نَهَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الْوِصَالِ رَحْمَةً لَهُمْ وَهَذَا لَا يَقْتَدُ التَّحْرِيمِ. Now, she said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he forbade people to continuously fast 2 or 3 days in a row, but that doesn't entail full prohibition. يعني she refers to karaha here. And she said, وَلِهَذَا لَمْ يَفْهَمْ مِنْهُ أَصْحَابُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ التَّحْرِيمِ. And for that purpose, the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم understood that it is not fully forbidden, but it was disliked. But going and following the sunnah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لَا تُوَاصِلُوا. Do not continuously fast 2 or 3 days in a row. فَأَيُّكُمْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُوَاصِلَ فَلْيُوَاصِلْ حَتَّى السَّحَرُ. But if any of you would prefer or choose to continuously fast, then he can continue up until the time of suhoor. So you're not allowed to continuously fast 2 or 3 days without breaking your fast. What you can do is continue fasting up until the time of suhoor. From the virtues of fasting is is the dua that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts at the time of breaking your fast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ وَذَكَرَ مِنْهُمُ الصَّائِمَ حَتَّى يُفْطِرُ. The Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned 3 categories of people that their dua are never rejected by Allah Azza wa Jal. They are always accepted, and dua is always accepted. Amongst them is a fasting believer until he breaks his fast. Now, subhanAllah. From the ad'iyah, there are ad'iyah that are mentioned, subhanAllah, in relation to fasting. Or breaking your fast, one of them is ذهب الغماء وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. In other narrations, اللهم أني لك صمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت وعلى رزقك أفطرت. يعني سبحان الله, some ahadith, the scholars differed in the authenticity of these ahadith or narrations. والله تعالى أعلم. In relation to breaking your fast, also my brothers and sisters in Islam, what should you break your fast with? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as narrated by Anas, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفطر على رطبات. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to break his fast with fresh dates, رطب, قبل أن يصلي, before he would pray. فإن لم يكن رطبات فتمرات. So if he wouldn't find fresh dates, he would break his fasting with dried dates. And if he couldn't find it, فإن لم تكن تمرات حسى حسوات مما. If he couldn't find dates, he would drink a sips of water, عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now, الشوكاني رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned, إنما يشرع الإفطار بالتمر لأنه حلو وكل حلو يقوي البصر الذي يضعف بالصوم. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, الشوكاني, one of the scholars of Islam, it is recommended to break your fasting with date because it is sweet, and everything that is sweet strengthens the vision that gets weakened normally by fasting. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.